USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Depending on where you are in America, odds are you're experiencing some extreme weather, whether it's flooding in the Northeast or blazing heat in the Southwest. A storm that moved across the Northeast over the weekend has brought heavy rainfall.
We're seeing states of emergency having been declared in parts of a number of states, including New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, where we saw unrelenting rain play out overnight.
Meantime, says NBC News' Emily Akita, some 42 million people are under heat warnings this week. The extreme temperatures hitting states like California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. President Biden expressed gratitude to the Turkish president for enabling Sweden's NATO accession during their bilateral meeting at the two-day NATO summit in Lithuania.
Thank you for your diplomacy and your courage to take that on.
Turkey recently lifted its block on Sweden's entry into the military alliance just before the start of the summit that bolsters NATO amidst Russia's ongoing conflict with Ukraine. President Biden will meet Ukrainian President Zelensky during the NATO summit to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine. Ending the war is a priority for NATO leaders. Zelensky expressed frustration on Twitter, stating there seems to be no readiness to invite Ukraine to NATO or make it a member. The Secret Service will brief the House Oversight Committee on their investigation into the cocaine that was found inside the White House earlier this month. Committee Chair Republican James Comer of Kentucky has requested the briefing for several days. MSNBC is reporting that it will happen on Thursday morning. Conjoined twin girls are headed home after they were surgically separated at Texas Children's Hospital last month. Ella and Eliza Fuller were born by C-section on March 1st, conjoined at their abdomen and sharing liver tissues. A team of surgeons performed the six-hour surgery to separate the twins on June 14th. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Retail experts are urging consumers to be on the lookout for potential Amazon Prime Day scams. The annual sale underway now is wildly popular, but has the potential to draw the attention of criminals looking to capitalize as well. Buyers are urged to be wary of unsolicited emails, texts, or calls, and to look out for links to fraudulent websites. A large majority of Americans say they are financially insecure, according to a new study.
More than 70% of Americans believe they are not financially secure, and roughly a quarter of those people also say they don't think they ever will be, according to a new survey from Bankrate. On average, Americans say they need a salary of roughly $233,000 a year to feel financially secure, which is more than triple what the Census Bureau says the average worker received in 2021. Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster tells CBS 6 Americans are feeling like they're priced out of America. The report shows most surveys blame factors outside their control, like high inflation, rising interest rates, and the broader economic environment, although personal finance choices and financial literacy also showed an impact on stability. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
A new poll shows President Biden pulling ahead of Donald Trump in a hypothetical 2024 matchup. The Morning Consult poll shows 43% of registered voters would support the sitting president in the general election, as compared to 42% who said they'd back former President Trump. Another 10% said they would support someone else, with 5% undecided. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.